With your MarketLine commodity report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Another brutal day in markets both inside and outside of agriculture on Thursday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
I've mentioned before all day today that the dollar has gotten stronger overnight, again, making our exports, or at least our products that we sell abroad, not as competitive. That's not a good thing, is it? So that's another thing that's going to really hurt. And then lastly, look, when you've got a washout like we've got on Wall Street of 9%, on the stock market as we go to tape here, that's definitely not normal, and that's definitely not settling down. So we're going to have to see this through at least for another month or two, and who knows if it ends before then and now, but it doesn't matter what we throw at this problem. Fiscally, money is not going to solve the virus. The virus has got to solve the virus.
Chicago May wheat futures closed down 7.25 cents to 505.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein fell hard yesterday, down 15 cents to 585. Club wheat of ordinary protein also down 15, ranging from 585 to 760. Dark Northern spring wheat prices down another 3 cents, ranging from 644 to 679 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures fell $3 on the April board to $100.07. Feeder cattle down limit as well, 450 taken off of that market, put the April futures at 119.02.5. Better news, Class 3 milk was up yesterday, just 7 cents though, to $15.90. With your daily MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hammerich.